the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Host FM.
Today's the start of the world's greatest shave, by the way.
It is.
Fundraising for leukemia and blood cancer. So, I mean, you don't have to do it in this time, but officially this is when the period begins. So,
yep.
I haven't noticed as many of those weird chin commercials on TV as they...
Maybe they'll start now.
Perhaps. Anyway.
Because it goes for a while, doesn't it?
Well, officially, I think it goes for about a week, but you can kind of do it whenever you want to.
Yeah, so. It seems like it goes... all year round, pretty much.
You want to get in there and shave your eyebrows or whatever it is you want to do. Maybe your toes. Shave your toes.
Colour your hair as well.
That's an idea.
Or shave your toes.
Just making fun of me, aren't you? Colour your hair. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I wasn't, but okay.
Maybe I'm a little sensitive on that front.
Just a little bit.
So where are we at coronavirus style? Apparently more than 4,000 people have died. Worldwide, more than 116,000 infected. And I saw a post from Inside Italy from someone that works in the hospitals there. They've had more than 10,000 cases reported, right?
Yeah.
And while they're saying it's not as bad as some other big outbreaks and stuff, because we're a bit better, I think, at controlling this stuff, it's put a massive strain on the health system. And that's kind of, when they're doing pop-up stuff for even here, and we don't have it anywhere near as bad as that. So I think that's probably what the big issue is, really, is sort of the strain on the health system.
Yeah, and I think they were deciding today whether they're going to cut off Italy, travel ban to Italy as well.
Well, they can't move around inside of Italy, so it doesn't make sense to go there at the moment.
I know, but I know there's a lot of people that still have holidays booked that are still undecided of whether they're going or not.
Bali's another one they're contemplating, you know, whether they're going to restrict travel there or not. So
maybe just, keep an eye out and check or cancel before you can get your money back or something. I don't know.
Get it with insurance.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got travel insurance when you book, if you're going to be booking
holidays. I still don't even think that works now, does it?
I don't even know.
Maybe not. I think they've cut it out of their insurance policies, so it's all very up in the air.
But what's, apparently, the 2011 flick Contagion?
Yeah.
Apparently it's back in the top 10 digital charts. Why? That's just being a sucker for punishment if that's what you want to watch.
I know. It is, like, very similar. It's a good movie.
There's an LA restaurant taking diners' temperatures before they let them eat. And there's a clever Washington resident that's opened a pop-up shop selling virus protection kits and face masks and stuff. There hasn't been a case in the US Capitol yet, but they reckon business will boom when that happens.
So they're ready for it.
So people aren't shaking hands with strangers. Tinder is warning users to maintain social distance at public gatherings, although at the moment they're not saying what to do in private. I don't think you can keep a social distance if you're, getting busy. But, anyway. And meantime, what are we doing here in Mandurah? Toilet paper aisles that look like the Frio trophy cabinet. That's what.
Wow, okay. Just got some shade in there.
Anyway.
What did Frio do to deserve that?
Well, they haven't won a premiership, so that's a start.
Today, what have they done today?
Okay, today, sorry. Okay, maybe that's a little unfair.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Right, Mandurah Crab Fest, of course, happens on the weekend, days away. It's free to get in, so have a look and wander around the foreshore and check out some of the action. There's fireworks Saturday night, Jebediah on the main stage Sunday arvo. Now, we're going to catch up with Vanessa Thornton from the Jebs later this morning.
Yep, can't wait.
And we'll be, of course, hosting Coast Factor, showing off the best young singers. Mandurah Square, Saturday from 5.
Come down and check it out.
Mandurah Forum, Heart of the South. Check them out. Cheer them on.
Yeah, and just enjoy. Come down, sit back and enjoy the beautiful talent.
Now, we are also encouraged to look after our eyes this week, especially since we're in World Glaucoma Week. Glaucoma is a progressive disease that can lead to irreversible blindness, so get tested. That's the key.
Definitely.
And given the current toilet concerns of Aussies, how appropriate is this? It is World Plumbing Day.
World Plumbing Day?
Yes, it is.
So don't clog your toilet with toilet paper.
No. Well, that may be one of the takeaways from it. Celebrating the link between quality plumbing, health, a better environment and economic prosperity.
Okay.
Especially if you sell toilet paper. Firefighters in Britain said crews responding to a fire at a farm discovered the flames were caused by pigs eating a pedometer.
What?
I'll just let you absorb that.
Trying to work out where the fire bit comes into it.
Well, they investigated the blaze, right? A pedometer that had been attached to a pig, right? That was to prove that it was free range. So they do that, right?
How many steps
a day. Anyway, it had been eaten by one of the other pigs.
Does that just work like a watch? You know how you shake your arm and
it could
just shake the pig around for a few hours. Look how free range it is.
But they reckon the copper from the batteries reacted with the animal waste and caused a fire.
With their waste.
Luckily, I mean, it was after the pig had...
It's very odd, isn't it?
...finished with it, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, oh, not while it was in, it.
Thankfully, not while it was inside, because that could have been even
so
more tragic.
Yeah, so it's poo.
Yeah.
The chemicals with the battery...
Apparently.
...start a fire. There you go. Pigs are magical creatures, aren't they?
There is a lot to take away from this story.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what's more sad out of it. The fact that some pigs have pedometers.
Yeah.
Or the fact that some of them are probably doing more steps than me on average. I'm not sure. It all just makes me sad. Crab Fest, of course, is on the weekend.
Yes, massive weekend down here in Mandurah.
And the musical stars for 2020 are WA's own Jebediah. They'll be on the main stage from 3 on Sunday.
Yep.
And Vanessa Thornton from Jebs is on the line. Hi, Vanessa.
How's it going?
Very well.
Good. Now, you guys have been together for so long. We've just been looking at your bio here. 23 years.
Is that right?
I think it's 25 years.
25?
Either way, it's a long time.
Even longer. So,
yeah, 95 was our first gig.
Wow. So most bands have kind of done their thing, split up, and about this time they're getting back together and doing reunions, but you guys have just gone all the way through. What makes you guys so strong? Do you just actually like each other?
Well, you know, I mean, we've all been friends since we were kids, and obviously Brett and Kevin are brothers, so they have an even longer
sure.
history.
Yep.
Those guys live on the East Coast now, and Chris and I are still in Perth. So, I mean, every time we get to play shows or do anything as a band, it's just a great chance to hang out and
right.
spend some time together. I mean, it feels like our whole career has been the time of our lives. I mean, we just did a tour with UMI over the last few months mm-hmm. at the end of last year, and I mean, we've loved that band since before we started our band, you know?
Yeah, right.
So, like, to, you know, even now, just doing things like that, still such a thrill.
Kind of nice to be able to do what you love.
Yeah, and it seems you've all enjoyed it thoroughly with each other.
I feel incredibly lucky to still be doing this with my mates and, you know, and on my days off and just hang out in the garden with my chickens.
Yeah.
I can't complain about anything.
It sounds pretty appealing.
It does.
Now, you say that some of the boys have moved elsewhere, but that said, I mean, Jebs are very much a Perth institution, and in my mind, a very south of the river kind of band.
There's that's us, yes.
Very, very strong kind of south of the river connections in there. You must have spent some time around Mandurah.
Sure have. I mean, when I was a kid, my family had a holiday house in Mandurah, so, you know, lots of weekends were spent driving down to Mandurah, which seemed like such a long car trip.
Didn't it used to?
I mean, like, it was a bit longer in those days, but geez, I mean, now you just jump on the freeway and it's like, I mean, it's just like going to Joondalup.
Yeah. Again, which also felt like it was in Geraldton, you know, back in the day, but...
Yeah.
So, I guess, lots of good familiar places to go and check out when you're here. That's on the weekend.
Crabfest, of course. So, when you take to the main stage, what can we expect? Have we got all the classics? Have we got some new hits? What are you prepping for?
Well, I think there'll be a little bit of everything from all the records over the years. We have been working on new stuff, which is extremely exciting, but I don't think any of it is ready to... ready to play to people yet. It's not gig ready.
Okay.
But we are very excited to be working on new stuff. So some point, we'll be playing new stuff. I don't think it'll be the weekend.
All right.
Oh.
Well, that is a tease for the future,
though. It is a tease, isn't it?
There you go. You're in. Vanessa Thornton from Jebs, thank you so much for the chat. We look forward to checking you out. 3 o'clock on the main stage on Sunday at Crabfest.
Woohoo! I'll be there.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our entertainment investigator, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, one of the biggest festivals in the world, Coachella, looks set to be postponed due to the coronavirus.
Right.
Organisers behind the sold-out music festival are eyeing a date in October instead of the original April dates that was set for April 10 to 19. Final decision will be made in the next 48 hours, so hang tight if you're one of those people that have planned a big trip to the US to see Coachella.
Yeah, right.
You'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, Miley Cyrus has also cancelled her bushfire relief concert here in Australia due to coronavirus concerns.
Uh-huh.
She was set to perform on Friday in Melbourne as a part of the Formula One Grand Prix weekend. All proceeds were set to be donated to wildlife rehab organisations. So I'm not sure what's going on there, whether ticket sales are still going to go towards that or if we're going to be refunded. I don't know. It'd be a bit of a shame if we didn't see any money from that. But anyway, she says she'll be back soon. Some good news, though. Harry Styles is coming to Perth as a part of his Love On tour. He will play RAC Arena on December 2nd. It'll be the final show of his five-date Australasian visit. Tickets go on sale March 20 if you want to see Harry Styles. Pre-sale is on March 17. Katy Perry was on the project last night and she performed her brand spanking new song, Never Worn White, for the first time ever. It was a great performance. She also spoke about her bushfire relief concert that she is putting on in Bright, Victoria this weekend.
I wanted to put something on. I literally called all of these huge sponsors and was like, guys, can you help me figure out a show in Bright, which is local. It's where it was really affected. And it's not necessarily a benefit. It's just a night of gratitude. So we have 7,000 people. Over 5,000 of those people are service people and their families who they were away from. And so if they can bring their kids out and just celebrate the good work that they've done and the relief.
And she also teased her upcoming album.
Well, you know, I've been kind of casually working on a record for a couple of years and it's been a wild, wild ride, and it's all starting to peak, and let's just say it's going to be a jam-packed summer.
Okay.
I reckon she's got a song called Wild, Wild Ride, Peak, and the album has something to do with jam-packed summer.
Uh-huh. All right, there's definitely some key phrases in there, otherwise she was having an episode.
So album due out around June, July, I'm going to say?
Maybe. Their summer.
Their summer, yeah.
Right.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.